Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation for 3 senior living communities, 4 pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, yep, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
I don't think, I think this guy's going to be lucky to get it to the 45.
Nehemiah Parmenter for USA, kicking into the wind, gets it all the way down to the 15-yard line where Luke Wicke scoops it up, gets across the 30, and still on his feet, finally brought down
52-yard
line, brought down by Kirkland Krzyzewski. Right tackle, cornerback, plays it all over, depending on who the defense is that week. And Harbor Beach will have their first shot on offense here to tie this ball game as they trail 8-0 into the USA Patriots at home on homecoming night. With the wind at their back for the next 2 minutes and 48 seconds, they trail 8-0 to USA. USA marched right down the field, 80 yards in 12 plays, 13 plays, in fact, for the first score of the night in a 2-point conversion.
That was a pretty good kickoff considering they're into this wind. Matter of fact, it looked like the last time I played golf with you, the driver only got about 2 feet off the ground and just kind of sculled its way to the other side of the field.
And that was a 14-degree driver. T formation for Harbor Beach. The start of the game. Elliott Seaman going for play action. Throws it downfield, down the far sideline to Tanton Babcock, and it's in and out of the hands. Looks like the wind may have gotten that one just a hint enough to be out of arm's reach of Tanton Babcock in coverage. That was Walker Foley.
And he's lumping.
Number 22, Tanton Babcock, a little ginger to get back up, so he's going to hustle back to the line of scrimmage here. 2:39, incomplete pass, second down and 10.
He was open. He had Walker Foley beat by a step or two, and the ball got there. It was a little bit underthrown. Hard to gauge when you're throwing that far downwind, but I got to give credit to Walker Foley. He was beat in coverage. But he put his head down. He chased the receiver down. As soon as he got next to him in contact, like where the contact could be made, he turned around, looked for the football, got his hands up. I'm not sure if he deflected it, but he absolutely took away the opportunity to catch the ball from Babcock. It was a pretty good defensive play there on a long post draw right down the field.
Second down in 10, handoff to number 6. Luke Wicke has room to run across midfield, down to the 40 of USA, still on his feet, and finally ripped down to the 29-yard line. Walker Foley chased down Luke Wicke from the 33-yard line across midfield, down to the 29 of USA, a flipping of the field for Luke Wicke.
Absolute great run. That's the running play that Wicke on this offense was looking for. And when he took it around the left side and bounced it out left side around the defensive end, there was nobody over there, and then it's a race. Walker Foley is able to cut him off, but not until a huge gain for Luke Wicke.
A 39-yard run for Luke Wicke. Pretty good average so far. First and 10 for the 29-yard line of USA. 2 minutes, 29 seconds left in the first quarter. Dylan Cater under center, starting senior quarterback. Hand off to his third option, Luke Wicke, left gap, gets out for 4 yards, spins and lays down to about the 26-yard line. Stop made by Jeremiah Hahn, 6-foot senior for USA. They're going to say it's a 4-yard gain, or actually 3-yard gain, just marking him down to the 26.
And Keegan Bixman is the defensive end on this side of the field, and they've ran the last 2 times right at him. And if you're watching closely, Clark, he is diving to the middle of the field. He is going right into that guard and not coming up on the tackle. So it's allowing Luke Wicke an easier opportunity to get to the sideline, and then it's a race between him and Hahn.
It's a handoff to Elliott Seaman, trying to go right gap this time. Gets across the 25, down to the 24. A hard-fought 2 yards, if that, for Harbor Beach. Tackle made by Sam Cook, defensive end, 5'10", 210-pound junior.
Just a straight dive there for Harbor Beach, right up the middle and right into the teeth of that USA defense. They are not fooled, and that'll bring up third down and medium.
Less than 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Harbor Beach on their first drive this evening. After USA's first drive went over 9 minutes for the score. Third down and 5 from the 24 of USA. Hand off to Luke Wicke. Finds a seam out the outside edge at the 15-yard line. Has the first down. And is tackled down by USA's number 44, Carson Holland. A defensive back and a sophomore moved up in the past few weeks. First and 10 for Harbor Beach, converting on third down.
Harbor Beach found a little spot here they like, too. They're picking on Keegan Bixman over here, which is surprising. He's been a pretty good defensive end for this team, but they are sealing him off. And then Jeremiah Hahn is being blocked by the other running back. And in this case, that's 34. We got Seaman, right? Or is
that, yes, Elliott Seaman.
Elliott Seaman's 34 makes a great block and springs Woodkey around that left side again.
From the 14-yard line. Quarterback keeper Dylan Cater going to the far hash, finds himself inside the 10 down to the 4-yard line. It's going to be close to a 10-yard gain on that one tackle made by Walker Foley out of the secondary for USA. And they're going to say first and goal for the Harbor Beach Pirates at the 3-yard line.
Nice job. This is that running game that they have been missing terribly. And Luke Woodkey that time sets a fantastic block on the right side. He's out there and he takes Connor Gettle right out of the play. And quarterback Kadar is able to follow that blocker and really decide if he wants to attack the inside or the outside. I think if he goes outside, it's a foot race to the pylon. He goes inside, gets a first down, first and goal at the 4.
An 11-yard gain, and it's going to be a handoff to Levi Klasky. Goes up the gut and not a whole lot going there. Keegan Bixman stops him in his tracks for absolutely no gain on the play. Still at the 3-yard line, second down and goal to go. And that is how the first quarter will end, with USA leading 8-0 over the Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WLEW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. After 12 minutes of play, USA 8, Harbor Beach 0.
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Elber Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back on the ranch, Luke Woodkey gets the handoff on second down and goal to go from the 3, and absolutely no gain in that one. Quarterback keeper right up the gut, and USA sniffed that one out as well. Only a gain of a yard on the play. Tackle made by number 52. That would be Kirkland Krzyzewski for USA. Fourth and goal to go from the 2-yard line now for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And Woodkey keeps for himself and had no interest in keeping around the outside. He thought he saw an opening. He cuts the route off short, tries to dive up the middle right away, and Krzyzewski answers that with a tackle to keep him out of the end zone.
Now, Dave, we have a timeout here called by Harbor Beach. 11:06 left in the first half. What do you think, Troy Schalke? We're seeing the running game actually more progress than we've seen Harbor Beach with all season long so far and through one quarter. What's Troy Schalke setting up here?
I think you got to trust it again, and I would be shocked if one of two things doesn't happen. Luke Woodkey's had the most success. He's the guy that probably is able to punch it in with his power. But if he thinks that's too predictable, the counter will be is let Woodkey roll out and decide for himself. Sort of a run-pass option, I think, is the other thing. This close, you'd like to see him just hope your offensive line wins. Right? You just need that yard and a half to punch it into the end zone. Like to see something quick, dive, get it to Woodkey, let him try to power his way in. He's your biggest back. Unless you trust Klasky in this situation. He's probably bigger yet, but your most experienced player is Luke Woodke. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get an opportunity to dive in.